Jacksonville, Sophie on 2 for Fritz.
Sophie, we're with you on 2. Thank you for the help. Would you like a procedure, or do you just want me to read it to you?
I'd be happy to have a procedure just to double check.
Okay, that's procedure 2.010, fridge crew power cycle.
Okay, 2.010, fridge power cycle, will do.
Thank you, Sophie, and that's going to be for fridge 2.
Uphill, fridge 2.
Tommy, station on 2 for Maxivis camera routing.
Anil, we're with you on 2.
Camera is set for your confirmation.
Copy that. Give us 1 second to verify.
I'm still from Sophie. Fridge power cycle number 2 is complete, and all is coming on in here.
We can copy all. Thank you, Sophie.
Welcome. Sophie on 2 for item 10 County.
Sophie, we're with you on 2 for iPad.
So the iPad is connected, and let me know if you can see it or if I need to do something.
Thank you very much, Sophie. We're gonna have to wait for Pluto to come in, so we will confirm by the end of the day.
Okay, copy all. Thanks.
And Anil, back with you on Space Ground 2. We have a good view. Thank you very much. Sorry for the wait there. We were expecting another camera, but we are in a good configuration now.
Houston station, Sophie on 2 for T2.
Houston's with you on 2, Sophie. Good morning.
Good morning again, Tommy. Just a question. I do not manage to turn on Twitter on the tablet that has our heart rate monitor on T2. The power chain works well because I see the green LED coming to the tablet, and so the whole power chain is all right. But when I press on the start button, there's nothing. It's black screen, long press, short press, with power, without power. I tried like kind of a whole different type of combinations, and nothing works. And just so that it's easier for everyone to understand, it's not a big problem because we can still use T2. It's just that the heart rate monitor, which was fixed yesterday, and Jack told me yesterday it worked, now is not usable because the tablet on which it's connected doesn't work. No mystery.
Okay, copy that, Sophie, and thanks for the data. This tablet issue is new data, so we're going to have to wait for Pluto to get in to help us troubleshoot. But, yeah, of course, you are welcome to proceed with your exercise.
Copy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Houston station on 2 for timeline.
We're with you on 2, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. I just had a question about flexibility today, since the schedule changed overnight. I was going to see if I could try to get my exercise back again. So I was wondering if there's any flexibility with the WHC Mansfield activities. Like, maybe they're scheduled in the afternoon because we need an orbit to ground support or something, but if so, that's okay. But I was just wondering if they could be moved this morning to anywhere around like my existing CVIS or procedure review or midday meal block.
Copy all, Jessica. Short answer is yes, we can make that happen. Let us know what you are aiming for time-wise. We have some ground configuration. I'll catch you on the other side of this handover.
Okay, I think you're back with us on 2.
Yeah, back with you on 2. Was just going to let you know that we have ground steps we'd like to do in advance of those activities, so definitely can make that happen early. Just let us know what time you're aiming for.
Hey, that's awesome. Thanks so much to all for the flexibility on that one. I would aim for my current CBIS block that's on the schedule then, so just after I finish the ITCS activity, if that works for you guys.
Okay, copy that. And we're tracking that there's some OSU maintenance happening around that same time, so you probably want to go ahead and coordinate with with our Russian counterparts just to make sure that there is something available for y'all to use.
Okay, yeah, and we often use the MLM if we need to, so I think they'll be okay, but I will just double check with Fyodor. It's a pretty short block anyway, so I think that we will be able to manage with that. given that move, then the last question I have is, you talked about the SSC-23, the T2 SSC being hands off at 1445. Could we just move that a little bit to the right then, so that I can, I'm standing on G2A instead of Cetus today, so if I start Cetus at about, like I could be done by 1300 if that works for you guys.
Copy all. That works for us. We'll coordinate with Orbit 2 to make sure that you are wrapped up with T2 before we require the hands-off period.
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much for that flexibility. That really helps us up here in terms of how our day will go to coordinate as a team, so I appreciate it.
Of course, and just as a data point, it looks like our telemetry is telling us MLM also is operational.
Great news. Thank you.
Two station checks on two. Welcome aboard Node 1 CAM and Airlock CAM for water ops this morning.
Copy that, Jack, and good morning to you. We are happy with the camera.
Send Airlock 2. Can you guys clarify the big picture? Am I doing this cooling loop sample on both EMUs, or is it just one?
And Jack, with you on 2, it is just 3013, the station forward suit.
It's just 3013. Appreciate it.
Cuba, station on 2 for ITCS.
Good morning, Jessica. Go ahead.
Ohio Dallas. I'm looking for your go in 14.1 of 1.1.604.
Ohio Dallas, Jessica. Yes, you have a go in step 14.1.
Thank you, Ohio Dallas.
And one more thing, if you could open the cover of the port side camera, that would be great for situational awareness.
Wilco. Cuba station on 2, the ITCS maintenance canister is disconnected from the MTL supply, step 14.5. Looking for your go in 14.6.
Okay, cover up and stand by. Give us a minute for ground commanding.
Standing by.
Station Cuba Space Ground 2, so Jessica, back with you. You are go in step 14.6.
Copy, go.
Have you got the glass? Airlock 2 for go at 15.4.
And Jack Houston's with you on 2. You have a go to continue.
Go, baby, go.
Cuba station on 2. The ITCS maintenance canister is disconnected from the Z panel.
Copy that. Thanks much.
Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and loose COVID net activity. Hey, Jack, courtesy call. We want to let you know steps 2 and 3 are complete by the ground, so you have a go in step 6 of your init activity, and we would like to request that you center up the suits in the frame of the airlock camera.
So it's 6, and center up the suits, and I appreciate you guys being ahead of me. That's awesome.
And that's a great view from the airlock. Thank you, sir.
Bus Astrup is my version of awesome back here.
Romac and I are rubbing our mustaches, too. We appreciate it.
Houston, station on 2 for ITCS.
Houston's with you on 2, Jessica.
Tell me to fully make sure I'm interpreting this correctly. The maintenance canister activity is all finished up. It looks like I'm just restowing all of those jumpers in the canister in that same CTV, and it's just going to stay in lab 1, deck 0 for now.
And Jessica, thanks for your patience. Back with you on Space Ground 2. That's the CTB is a good temporary location. Sophie is going to relocate it to its final home in her activity later this morning. Just for your awareness, there was a miscalculation on the duration of your activity. In the past, we did both your activity and Sophie's together. Today, we separated it but didn't adjust the length of your ITCS removal activity. I'll copy.
Okay, copy. Yeah, that didn't take very long at all, but so she'll still have enough time allocated for her then, you think. Is that correct?
Yeah, affirm, and happy to give you this hour back. We did want to let you know that we are go for your WHC manfill early now, and as long as the team on board is prepared for that as well, and then if we can go ahead and execute some comm checks on Space Ground 3 and 4. It's going to help Cronus gather some data on some avionics card functionality.
Sorry, we neglected to do that. I will do that right now. So I will meet you on 3.
Houston, airlock 2, say we're ready for serial numbers and step 59.
We are ready for serial numbers.
All right, on the 4, Anita, I've got EMU serial number 3013. That's connected to water pressure processing jumper serial number 1008. Connected to EMU scrubber serial number 1007, which has a LCV, which has a coolant jumper. Correct.
That's a good report for 3013. Thank you, sir.
On the aft, Anita, I've got EMU serial number 3015 connected to EMU water processing jumper serial number 1007 connected to EMU scrubber 1002, and that's connected to an LCVG serial number 3385.
Great report. You have a go to continue, sir. Thank you.
Oh.
Station 1-2 for Wu Manful.
Jessica, we're with you on 2.
Just double checking one last time for your Pacifico and 2.2 of the WC Flush Tank Flip.
Thank you for checking. You are go.
Copy go. Thanks, Tommy.
Airlock Houston for a quick question.
Go for airlock.
Hey, Jack, can you verify that you completed step 66 for EMU-1, the aft EMU there? We're not seeing data on the ground for it.
Yeah, awesome. You guys are the best. Thanks for catching that. I did not do that. I'm going to go back and do that.
No worries at all. Thank you very much. And after you perform step 66, please go ahead and perform the stub block after step 70. I'll copy.
Yep, copy. That makes sense. I'll do that.
Thank you, sir. And that star block is only for that suit specifically.
Makes sense.
Houston, station on 2, Fred.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica, back with you after the LOS.
Go ahead on 2, Tommy.
Hey, Jessica, your call got clipped right before we went LOS. I was just checking back in with you.
Yeah, so I was doing an iPad stow activity, and I noticed, so iPad 1075 and 1076, those look normal, as if, like, you know, the whole reset update thing works nominally. So I took those off the charger. 1080, however, has cycled back to, like, that hello screen. So I think it needs to go through that whole device management thing again. So I put it back on the charger. I just wanted to check in with you about that. And then 1070, which was the floater one, you guys had to ask us to put that back on the charger to make sure it was connected. So I wanted to see if you really wanted me to disconnect that one now.
Yeah, good question, Jessica. So regarding 1080, the update did not take, so we can go ahead and stow that as a spare, just noting that it didn't get updated. Regarding 1070, we'll go ahead and have you leave it where it is for now so that Pluto can check when they come on console that everything is nominal.
Okay, I'll leave 1070 where it is. I am trying one more time the device management step. I tried it a couple times and it hasn't worked, so I'll try it one last time before I stow it. Just checking, do you really want me to stow those in a CTD? I think in the past increment we were kind of leaving the other spares out here as other spares. But if you guys would prefer to get turned off and stowed in the CTB, I can do that.
We'll go ahead with the CTB for now. Thank you for asking, though.
Okay, I'll put those for the donut lab. Thank you. Stephen from SOFIAM 2 for ITCS gem sample.
Sophie Houston's with you on 2.
Hey, Tommy, I was wondering if I could give it an early start for my ITCS stem sample activity.
So if you give us a moment, we are checking.
Thank you.
Sophie Houston's back with you on Space Ground 2.
Sophie's with you on 2.
So it looks like we have some ground commanding sets that SCUBA needs to perform. We expect them to be completed at 10:15. At which point we will check back in with you and give you an early go if we've completed it by then.
Yeah, no rush at all. I was just asking out of curiosity, but take the time, whatever time you need to do everything, and no worries, no rush, and thank you. I'll be listening to your call if you're ready early, but if you're not, it's okay too.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Welcome. And to come from Sophie on 2 for port camera.
And we are with you. Go ahead, Sophie.
Quick question. So I understand the port camera cap was off for the previous activity. Do you want to me to open the cap for the port camera so that you can see this activity, or let me know?
Thanks for checking, Sophie. Yes, when you start the ITC sampling activity, we'd like to have the port side camera view.
Okay, and so just to be sure that I don't forget, if you don't mind, I'll open it right now so that it's on.
Copy that. Thanks, Sophie.
You're welcome.
This is Station on 2 for iPads.
With you on 2 for iPad.
Sami, I did show those iPads. I just had one comment. I noticed in that location in node 1, I did put them in 0.54136 for the snow note, but that CTV is actually labeled accessories, so it's like AirPod accessories, iPod cables, and all that kind of stuff. There's another empty half CTV in that same locker that is 0.55108 that's actually labeled iPads. So my assumption is that at least previously we were keeping the iPads themselves in that other CTV and just the accessories in the one that was listed there. I'm happy to move them into that 5108 if you prefer that config, or just return that CTV to the empty CTV pantry. The accessories one is pretty full. I mean, everything fits in there, but it seems like at some point we were keeping them separate.
Copy all, Jessica. Can you give us another read back on the CTV you use for the iPad stow? We're seeing 4036. I think I copied 4136.
4036, yep, the one that is listed there in node 1, deck 4, golf 1.
All right, copy that, Jessica. For now, we'll leave it where it is, and we'll check with Pluto when they get back in. We just don't want to go rearranging things right now without their confirmation in case we accidentally lose something.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And then, yeah, that other empty CTV is just taking up space in that locker, so if we're not going to use it, then I would suggest that we just put it into the empty CTV pantry later, and we can just wait for that answer whenever you guys have it.
Yeah, copy that. We'll close the loop one way or another a little bit later today on either moving it or moving the iPads into that empty CTV.
Sounds good. Thank you. Station on 2 for Mansell.
This is with you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, Sami. Anil and I will be in the airlock, but please just give me a call when you're ready for the Mansfield terminate activity.
We'll come.
Thanks.
And Airlock Houston, back with you on 2. We actually just got confirmation that you are go for that terminates whenever you are ready. So we are wrapped up with what we need to see on the ground.
Okay, copy. I'll step into that now.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, just want to give you a heads up that Scuba has finished their ground commanding, so whenever you have bandwidth, you can jump into your ITCS gem sample activity.
Great, I'm going to start it right away then. Thank you. This is from Sophie for ITCS.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm looking for a go in step 2.6.2.
And Sophie, you have a go.
Thank you very much.
Houston Station on 2 for WC.
Houston's with you on 2, Jessica.
Tag is about 90% full. All is nominal and uses 99101.
Copy that. Thank you for the report. Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2 for Anil. Just a heads up that our Airlock View has the view of your video cam chat. Got your back, no problem.
Houston from Sophie for ITCS and step 5.5.
And Houston's with you on two. Sophie, we are calculating. Please stand by.
Standing by.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Sampling.
With you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, we seem to be at 115 milliliters. Our target minimum is 120. So if you don't mind, we'd like to ask you to briefly open the valve and close it again. Keep it open for about 3 to 5 seconds, and that should help us meet our 120 milliliter minimum.
Copy, opening 3 to 5 seconds to meet the minimum.
Thank you very much.
Confirm, Sophie, that's done. Let me know if it works for you.
Checking. And Sophie, back with you on Space Ground 2. You are go to continue. Thank you very much. We have met our minimum.
PL, go to continue. Thanks.
Node 6 0 1 7 7. Node 6 4 3 4 3 0. Transceive.
Send from Sophie. That is test complete.
Thanks for your awesome work, and we are seeing good telemetry on the ground.
Okay. Good news.
Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2, Jessica, just be careful. There's a air bottle floating above your head. Don't want it to hit you. And we copy Space Thumb.
Houston Station on 2 for EVA Toolkit.
We're with you on 2.
If I mean, I'm assuming there's no EVA present now. Is that correct?
We do have EVA systems here that can probably help us with tool config, and we're about 45 seconds from a 6-minute LOS.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I've got a few questions on the tool config. If we can get this one in on line item 3.22 in the stow track for a non-conductive insulating sleeve, NCIS. In that bag, there are 5 things that look like they could be it. They're called thermal conditioning. There's 4 of them. So there's.
And Jessica, you were breaking up after you started talking about thermal conditioning, 10 seconds LOS. And Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2, back with you after the LOS. Copy the question about the NCIS. Can you give us the second half of your call? I think you were a bit clipped off there, Jessica.
Yeah, there were 2 items in that bag that I think this might be, but they had different names. I was holding them up to the camera and I read them off, but stand by, I'll get them out again.
Copy that, and just heads up, we'll have video here
so
in the next 1 or 2 minutes.
There's one called EVA connector insulating sleeve 15/17, and then the other 4 are called thermal conditioning covers.
Okay, we copy the question. With the personnel we have here, it looks like we'll have to wait for confirmation with the triple jump team in Orbit 2, but we do copy the question, and we will close the loop with you.
Okay, we're putting all these questions in the SOTRAC notes as well. There's quite a few incorrect locations, but I was able to use IMS and just find the correct locations, even though they were listed incorrectly in SOTRAC. So we'll continue tracking that so just the EVA can look at the comments in SOTRAC.
Perfect. Thank you very much for recording those discrepancies. We appreciate it. Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2 for Anil and Aiden 8.
Anil on 2.
Hey, Anil, we're walking into a pretty long LOS, so we wanted to get ahead of some serial number verifications that are later in the procedure. If you've already unstowed the biocide filters, we'll take those serial numbers now just to verify that you've got them and got them for the correct EMUs.
I will try to unstow them beforehand now.
And a no, just in case that doesn't happen in time, all we ask is that you double-check that they match what's in step 115. We were meant to back you up as a double-check, but as long as you're confident of what's in step 115, you do not have to wait for us. And I copy space them.
Copy that. I'll just roll on and just be extra sure that they're in step 115 correct.
That's a great plan, and that'll allow you to continue past step 117, where it looks for NCC Go.
Houston airlock on 2 for start time of Ida Nation.
Miller with you on 2.
Yeah, it started at 11:50, and I did verify those serial numbers corresponded with the still note for the biocide filter.
Thank you very much for that verification, and we copy 11:50.
11:50, correct. And just to be explicit, 3015 had serial number 1006, and then 3013 had serial number 1008 on the biocide filter.
Roger that. Good serial numbers. Thank you, sir.
Stand Jack Comedies for cordless vacuum cleaner bag replacement.
This is with you on 2, Jack, for cordless vacuum cleaner.
I'm at step 2.9 of the cleaner bag and HEPA filter R&R. There's supposed to be a date on the HEPA filter that I'm checking to see. It is greater than 4 months, but there's no date written on it. I was hoping you guys knew or had some data on when it was last replaced. I was just going to replace it, but I only see one spare in the bag, so I didn't want to replace it unnecessarily if it wasn't that old. Any chance you guys know the last time we did this? I don't think we've done it since we've been up here, so I presume it's more than 4 months, but I just want to check with you.
Yeah, give us a couple minutes, Jack. We should be able to find it. We just got to do some digging. And Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and insulator sleeves.
Hi.
Jessica, I know we owe you and everyone else quite a few items throughout the day today, but I at least want to disposition this one. You found the insulating sleeves, and then you found thermal covers in that location for the NCIS. The NCIS is, in fact, that insulating sleeve, 1517.
1517 one. Okay, great. I'll move that to the appropriate location then. Thank you. The other, another question I did put in there was called out GTEC. It listed it as being in 5520 as well. It was not in that location, or 520, whichever CTV that was. It was not in that location, and I remember that exchange. Like, we had it temporarily. It had moved out of the staging bag, and I'm assuming it's going back in the staging bag, so it was the same EVA that we had moved it out for. And I remember calling down about it because we had asked. They had told us to put it in the bag where we have specifically configured GTEC for the pump module CCE, and then we thought that probably wasn't a good idea to put that one there, and then the ground gave us one location to finally put it, but we can't remember which one that was, because I think that was Chris that moved it. So that's the other one we're looking forward to.
Okay, copy that, Jessica. We will pass that question along and see if we can find that answer for you.
Copy, thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for any available crew and the cordless vacuum cleaner that Jack asked about.
With you, Roger.
Hey, Jack, we were optimistic that we would find a date for the filter change, but unfortunately we could not. So what we did find is that we have a lot of spares in another location, and it's definitely likely, rather, been 4 months since we've done the filter change out. So your go to change out that filter with the one that you found in the same CTV of the vacuum cleaner.
Okay, and I'll take a still note for the replacements if you want me to, or we can do that at a later date, whatever makes more sense.
Hey, Jack, just want to clarify, are you offering to go get the other spares and stow them with the cordless vac?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think generally it makes better sense to backfill when we run out of stuff rather than forgetting about it and saving the problem for later.
And Jack, back with you on Spacer Ground 2 for a stowage location when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy, sir.
All right, we're looking for 1.0 CTB 4340 located at PMM. Starboard 2, rack front. I'll copy.
1.0 CTD 4340, PMM, starboard 2, rack front.
That's a good read back, and you can go ahead and grab all those filters and stow them with the cordless vacuum. Thanks for the suggestion.
All right, we'll go, and I'll just drift in space on the ISS. Always doing stowage, never feeling stressed.
We loved that, Sarin.
Yeah, kudos to whoever wrote the great daily summary.
We love that serenade. I know Jess Widner's here picking up from me, and she promises to serenade you for all of Orbit too. So we look forward to that.
Mr. Dan.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil and your loop scope deconfig. Just letting you know in step 136 that you don't need to check the PCS. You are go through step 136 for that loop scope deconfig.
They want to have to go on 136.
Okay, we copy all. I've written all that down, and we'll have the guys take a look at it down here and see what we can do. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, thank you, and we'll try to get that CEO target tonight to take more photos of those, and hopefully they can be useful for disaster response. Thank you.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Sophie. We have no KU coverage for this 5 to 10 minutes. So the current configuration is expected. The position of the igniter can be movable, so you can keep going.
From Sophie, I copy and keep going.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil and floating object. Anil, if you're looking for it, we saw what looked like a sample pool that was floating right at the crew lock entrance there, kind of just left to the EMU that you were just working on.
Yeah, sure did. Thank you.
No worries. Got your back.
Oh, we have 2 floating objects.
And Anil, just to confirm, that sample pin goes in the equipment bag.
Houston Station, Jack Sondides for go to CMAX RNR on the task list.
Jack, Houston's with you on 2.
Yes, good to hear you. There's no stone note on this task. You're just looking for a location for the new one, the new O2 sensor.
We're checking now. Get right back to you. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the answer to your CMAX question.
From Sophie on note 2 for a question about figure 23 and 22. And back on 3 now, but we have AS.
Houston Station on 2 for SSC 23.
Station Houston's with you on 2.
Jess, I'm all wrapped up with T2, so SSC 23 is all yours.
Copy all, Jessica. And I have a couple quick troubleshooting steps for us. We're trying to troubleshoot the Surface Pro on T2, if you could help us out.
Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah, we'd like you, if you can, to float that Surface Pro over to ARED and see if it connects to the power cable on ARED. You should see a good white light if it does connect, and just report your findings, and then you can take it back to T2.
Okay, yeah, and just so you know, there is a good white light on its current location at T2. We're happy to do that. I think Anil was interested in doing a little bit of the IT troubleshooting, so I think he's going to pick it up for you. He's our IT master.
Okay, copy all, Jessica. We don't need you to do that. Then if you're already seeing the white light on T2, we'll work some more troubleshooting down here.
Yeah, here's what we've tried so far, just to let you know. You know, we did, like, try holding down on the power button, no joy on that. Anil had built up a procedure where he, you know, looked at trying doing, like, the other hard type of rebooting. And I remember I did that before when we had one of these fail on ARID previously, where you, like, hold down on the volume up button and then intermittently press on the power button. And then there was the, like, holding it, doing that for, like, 15 seconds, and none of those things worked so far. But we are happy to also look at that procedure again and then take any input you have. The signature was definitely different than the one that failed on ARED. The one that failed on ARED had, like, a black screen, but it had a red bar on top of it and, like, a little lock symbol, and it just would never do anything other than that. And, of course, this one on the report, and it was just completely blank.
Okay, we copy all, Jessica, down here, and BME and Pluto heard that as well. We're probably just going to end up targeting an R&R based on all that info, so thanks for that.
All right, you're welcome. Let us know if you guys think of anything else.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil and follow on ACS power cycle.
Yes, I can do power cycle now on 2.
And Anil, we're just passing along to you that that task is no longer needed, so you don't need to do that. You could just skip it.
Works for me as well. Thanks.
Houston Station, Jackson on 2, looking for a go for steps 1 through 5 of the OFE this afternoon.
Jack Houston, we've got you loud and clear. We are complete steps 1 through 5. You have a go start step 6?
Houston, airlock, go, comtech.
Loud and clear.
Awesome, got you loud and clear.
And Anil, if you can hold still and just hold your steps there, we need you to wait 2 minutes so we get suit data.
Okay, and I just want to confirm with you guys, we have not plugged in the biomed, and step 62 says verify biomed, but I didn't see a step to plug that stuff in. I presume you're just getting EMU data, and the biomed doesn't need to be plugged in, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Jack. We don't need biomed data today. We're just waiting on suit data.
That's great.
Station Houston on 2 for the airlock. Our data is good. We are go for you to proceed.
Go to proceed. Houston airlock, step 1, 27, TCV 75.
Copy, TCV of 5.
Houston airlock, we are 7 minutes into our 15-minute suit fit timer, so we're just playing around with tools and stuff until we're ready for the suit check.
Okay, copy the airlock check. We're tracking that as well. Thanks.
And airlock, we're going to be on the 3 or 4 for the suit check.
And Jack, from us, we're privatizing 4 right now, but please stand by. It's not done yet. Airlock Houston, we have Space Ground 4 privatized now. You have a go to come up on 4. They're waiting for you for the fit check discussion.
And airlock, just so we're all on the same page, he's going to climb around the airlock for some translation adaptation time before we get into dropping, if that will work for you guys.
Airlock Houston, we are good with that. And what you want to do there, the question for you guys, do you want any more privatized loop, or are you okay with us deprivatizing 4?
We think we're complete with the privatized loop, so we are happy for you guys to go back to normal.
Okay, in work. We'll work that from here.
Then airlock, we're moving into suit talking.
Copy all, check.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and a couple cats and dogs we're trying to knock out so we can maybe get rid of evening DPC. Hey, Jessica, I have 3 or 4 different items here. They're all kind of small, but we're trying to just get them checked off our list. If you have some time available now during your evening prep before the tool config, I'll read them off to you.
Sure, you can give them to me now.
First one, SSC-23 troubleshooting is still in work on the ground, so SSC-23 is going to be hands-off until further notice.
Please.
Okay, the second thing, you mentioned earlier, and I think it was on Orbit 1, the GTEC EVA thermal cover in your STOTRAC, that you weren't able to find it in that STOTRAC location. We have a new location for you if you need it for the tool config. It's ORU transfer back, serial number 1016, and it's airlock deployed.
Okay, yeah, I think I know which one that is. I think that's the one that is there for the pump module, and I know there's other GTEC in there. I wasn't sure if we put the one that wasn't configured for the pump module in there, but I will look there. And I wasn't the one that did that, so I'm not sure how to tell which ones are pump module and which one isn't, but I will hopefully be able to figure it out.
Okay, awesome. Let us know if you need something else there. There's supposed to be 4 of them in that location in that bag. The third thing I have for you, you mentioned earlier, too, the iPad CTB that you found earlier that was labeled iPad CTB but was empty. We'd like you to just put that empty CTB in the empty CTB pantry and remove the label. The iPads are just going to stay in 4036.
Okay, copy.
Okay. Last thing I have for you for now, the T2 tablet R&R. We have a new location for one. The new one would be in Lab 1, Overhead 5, Alpha 1. It's one of the ones that's going to be wrapped in bubble wrap. You're looking for tablet 13, serial number 1030. You can swap that out, get it powered on and connected to the Wi-Fi, and once that's done, the ground can take the rest of the troubleshooting from there. You could take the old one, the one that's broke, back to the same location.
Okay, copy all. We will get all that stuff in work. And we are okay canceling DPC, I think. Let me just get a quick nod from everybody.
Yeah, copy all. We're turning down here as well.
I've got nods, verbal and physical.
Copy all, Jessica. From the crew, that makes sense. From us, we're trying to still cancel it down here, so we may just have a couple other words for you between now and then.
Okay, that sounds good to us. Thank you.
And Jessica, one go back for you. Sorry, I just saw you float away.
Sorry, what was the last, Jess?
And we just had a confirmation from EVA. We wanted to make sure that you have batteries in both safers and not just in one of them.
Jack said that he confirmed he did both safers, and it's in the crew notes.
Okay, copy all. And just for some SA, we did get your video down earlier to the EVA team as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Very productive day.
With the M2.
We are about to complete with the OFE cleanup here. We're going to leave steps 217 through 223 for a few more hours, let the suit air out before we button it back up. We will do that before we call it a night. Other than that, you guys are go for all the ground steps. Let me know if you need anything else.
Cappy, thanks, Jack. I do actually have something for you while you're here. Just the random task list item that you were doing earlier for the O2 sensors. We updated the stow note. That was a miss on our part. It not being there, so it's been uplinked now. The location should be there if you happen to go back to that task. Just let us know if you need anything else.
Awesome. I guess I do have one more pending question for you. The cooling water sampler that I used earlier today has been dry in the equipment bag and is now dry, looking for a go to stow.
You have a go to restow that.
Thank you, Connor.
Station Houston on 2 for 2 topics. SSC 23 is now available for use, and the EVA battery tasks can happen at any time, starting now.
23 go, and we're go for the EVA battery task. Thanks.
Houston airlock on 2 for stowage.
Houston's with you on 2.
Hey, Jess. I looked in that ORU bag for the G-Tech, and as I suspected, it wasn't there. There are, I think that was just stuff that was specific for the pump module, so we, please ask EVA, I guess, or correct me if I'm wrong. The G-Tech I'm looking for is like a little rolled-up piece of G-Tech that was previously in the staging bag, and I'm assuming is going back in the staging bag since it was there previously for the mod kit EVAs. And the G-Tech that's in that ORU bag is a very large G-Tech that has a number 13. There's two in there, one number 13 and one number 6. And then there's a few other things in there, like a wire tie caddy and a long-duration tie-down tether. Not the G-Tech that I'm thinking of, if I'm thinking of the correct one. So we will keep looking, but I remember having this discussion. Unfortunately, it was Chris that was doing it, and he put it somewhere, but not there.
Okay, Jessica, we copy
that. And when I say that, I mean he put it where the ground told him to put it, but I just don't know what that answer is. Maybe I'll look right now in the cable bag, because that could have been something that he would have thought of, but I'll take a look there.
Okay, copy all. We're 15 seconds from an 18-minute LOS. We copied all, and we'll keep looking down here as well, let you know.
Houston, LOS on 2 for battery ups.
Houston's with you on 2 for battery ups.
I reached step 21, and I'm ready to report the scheduled task for each channel.
We are ready to copy, Sophie.
Okay, on charger 1, we have channel 1 with LNB and channel 4 with LPGT. Charger 2, we have channel 3 LREBA and channel 4 LPGT. Charger 3, we have channel 1, LLB, 3, 4, and 5, LPGT. And all of those have scheduled.
All right, we copy all. Sophie, can you confirm that it is charge that is scheduled?
Yes, I can confirm that all of them have the label in blue charge and in black scheduled.
Okay, Sophie, that's a good read from us. You have a go to continue.
Will to continue. Thank you.
And Station Houston on 2 for everybody listening. We are canceling evening DPC from our side.
Hey!
Houston Station Jax on the Deuce. I'm standing next to the Deuce machine, but I'd like to talk about the T2 Surface Pro.
All right, we're listening. Surface Pro.
Just want to verify serial number 1030 for the new one, and all I'm supposed to do is plug it in, turn it on, and give it over to you guys.
Yeah, all of that was right, Jack, except for we want you to plug it in, turn it on, and connect it to wireless for us.
Any particular wireless network?
Whichever one works best.
I mean, like, is it CloudNet, or is it SSCNet, or is it, it's not anything specific?
I'm being told it's SSC.
Okay, I'll put that in work, and also looking for a Stono for the old Surface Pro.
Okay, copy, Jack. You're just going to put the old one back where you found the new one.
Okay, I can absolutely do that. And the new Surface Pro came up with an SSC admin username, standard password, or is there traffic you're taking for that?
We're checking on that right now, Jack. Station Houston for Jack and that tablet login. We'd like you to log in as ISS Crew 1. There should be in the bottom left-hand corner a selection box where you can select other user and then log in as ISS Crew 1. Let us know if it's not there.
It doesn't look like there is an option to select a different user. It just says SSC admin. There's a password, a reset password option, and then I've got the Wi-Fi icon and a power off icon are my only options.
And Jack, can you click on the Wi-Fi icon and actually connect it to SSC?
Work. Houston, Jack, for the T2 Surface Pro, does look like it connected. It says no internet secured, but appears connected.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jack, for your help. Pluto is seeing it down here now, so we'll take care of the rest.
Go, Pluto, go.
And Station Houston for Jack, one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I just wanted to pass along to you, since we were working together here, the iPad 1070 that's Sophie power cycled earlier is on the USB multiport right now. We were doing some troubleshooting earlier with that, but it can be deployed as needed now, so you can just pass that to everybody.
Right, 1070 troubleshooting complete, can be deployed as normal. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for MCA.
What is you on 2, Jessica, for MCA?
The MCA HV02 valve is open.
We copy it's open. Thank you.
Welcome.
Houston, station for iPads.
Houston's here for iPad.
If you guys are happy if we do the same thing we did last night of just plugging in the iPads that are on the timeline at the end of the night right before we go to sleep, or do you have a strong desire to have them on the charger now?
When you guys go to sleep, it's just fine by us.
Perfect. That will be our plan. Thank you, Karen.
No problem. Have a good night.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for an SSC question.
Ready for an SSC question.
Would it be possible for Pluto to hook our Russian colleagues up? SSC 1 at the Central Post does not have a Cyrillic output or a Cyrillic keyboard option.
All right, Jack, we copy. If you can go hands off for about 15 minutes.
It's easier to do for my
Pluto day. Can get that in work for you.
Okay, perfect. We can do that. I was going to say if it's easier for us to do up here, and there's a couple quick steps we could do that to you, but we'll just go hands off for 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll call you and let you know when it's done. If you go hands off, it's probably just quicker for us to do it.
At least, Max.
Station Houston on 2 and Jack for SSC 1. You should see two different language keyboards. The Russian keyboards should be up there now, too.
Shakalaka. Thank you kindly.
You got it.